Okay. Hearing none, we'll go to KCASDL. Rob, pick it up with KC8YVF on deck. KC8BOA.
Good evening, Mr. Rick. Hope you're doing well.
KC BOA in the group, Q. Charlie East, you're not to leave Rob in Bay City.
Well, beautiful day out there by the house. Gonna mow the grass today. I thought, nah, it's too hot out there, so I'm gonna maybe get up early tomorrow morning if I get up and try to mow the grass. Yeah, but boy, it's just getting hot today. Rick, other than that, I played a little radio today. I fired up my old hot water 101 heat kit. She got warmed her up about after 20 years. She stayed stable and worked the e-cars Netzer on 7255 this morning here. I did that, and yesterday I fired up my favorite radio, thanks to the Savara Club, my Swan 500. We're good too there. I love them. I love them two treasures of mine. And of course, my good old standby Kenwood doing good too also. Just to let you know, announcement here, I do still have that Heath Kit Hot Water 100 for sale. If anybody buys it, they're going to get some radio, a D104 mic with a new element, the power supply, the umbilical cable between radio and the supply, and somewhere in this pile of stuff, I got the assembly manage for it, which I'll, if it gets close to getting rid of it, you're not going to listen to me selling it, I will definitely find that manual. So, okay, Rick, that's all I got to report. Again, I had a really good day today, so I'll hand it back to you, sir. KC8BOA and a group, Charlie, sir, that's what you want. Take away, Rick.
Okay, thank you, Rob. Next we go to KCYVF with N8ERL on standby. KCBOA.
Okay, first thing up, a little bit of bad news here. For those of you who knew Dwayne Morris, who was the previous club president for Saginaw, Dwayne passed away. Let me bring up his obituary here. On Thursday, August 22nd, he was 92 years old. From the obituary up, that's at Snow Funeral Home. The funeral and showing will be on this coming Friday. Mike is out of town. He'll be sending out an email to the Saginaw Club when he gets home later tonight or early tomorrow morning. After the net here, I will post the information up on the Saginaw's Club's website as well. So condolences to Dwayne. Dwayne was a fun guy. I'll tell you, for his club president for the several years he was, always had show-and-tell things, always did presentations, always had things going on. And I was just thinking about him just a couple of days ago because Emmett had called me about another funeral for a guy that I knew. So, this one hits home again with that. So, condolences to his family and to everybody that knew Dwayne. For me at least, working around the house this weekend, had dinner Friday night with a friend and his lady friend up in Bay City, had a good time there. Saturday, I started hauling wood. I had some crees cut down, consumers cut them down a couple of weeks ago. So I started, got the trailer out and started, took a couple loads out to my daughter's house. They'll split them and use them in the fire pit out there. So I got two loads. They came by today and took another load out. We still got probably at least two or three more loads to have to take out. There was quite a bit of lumber, and some of this was pretty large. So, well, hopefully within the next couple of weeks, we'll have that out of the backyard, and then we'll be able to get a tree company come in and get the stumps out and then start in the recovery portion of that. Next weekend, I might be taking Friday off because Dwayne's funeral is showings at 10:30 in the morning till like 11:30 or something like that. Then they have the funeral at noon, I think it was. So I may be taking the day off for that and extending my Labor Day weekend, which would be good. And the plans are, as of right now, is to finally finish up the floor I've been working on for months. Everything's set at this point, so I got to call tomorrow and make sure that I can rent the finish sander and get that picked up on Saturday so I can get that and all the materials done this week and have everything ready and hopefully have everything completed. So that would be nice. We'll get our house out of the construction mode with the paper and on the floor and furniture moved and everything kind of a mess still. we'll get that cleaned up. So, all right, Rick, back over to you, KC8YVF.
Thank you, Aaron. Next, we'll go to N8ERL, and then we'll do a standby for additional check-ins. Go ahead, pick it up there, Dave. KC8VOA.
Very, very sorry to hear about Dwayne, and thank you for bringing that up, Ron. He always ran a good meeting. He was very concerned about having meetings where something was going on, kind of fun, or like Ron said, show and tell, things like that. And he was a good all-around guy. He would always show up for field days. I don't remember him ever having a station, but he would bring his son and grandson out there and help set up. Very, very stand-up guy. Sorry to hear about it, but, well, he led a good and productive life. No doubt about that. Let's see. Radio-wise, I got my certificate from the 13 Colony Special Events. Very nice certificate. Still waiting on a couple of QSL cards. I'm going to have to check and see if those are going to come in or not. Today was the Edson Museum, the destroyer out in the river at Bay City. They had their anniversary day today, which is kind of fun. I took my grandson out and we wandered around there for a little bit. And I think, let's see, to you and to Ron and Mike and Dave, I sent the ARRL, their IT security incident. For anybody who's interested, they talk about it kind of exactly what happened when they had the cyber attack. Pretty interesting. You can find it on the ARRL website. That's it for now, Rick, and ADRL.
Thank you there, Dave. This is the Sunday MidMichigan.net. My name is Rick. My call sign is KCAVOA, and I'm located in Saginaw. Are there any other stations wishing to check in? Please call now. KCAVOA.